This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
John Rappaport, T-minus 8 minutes, is going live.
Great again.
She must be free again.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Everybody can live in the limelight now. You know, there's nothing wrong with celebrity. There's nothing wrong with competition. There's nothing wrong with admiring humanity and celebrating our great ideas and true, vibrant diversity. But globalism says it celebrates diversity by turning everyone against each other and then policing the different divided groups. Millie Weaver is going to travel with her intrepid crew through the Midwest, through the South, up into the East, hitting a lot of the flyover country states that actually went for Trump, who normally go Democrat, or on the borderline. And they've launched a Facebook, a Flyover America. You put that into the search engine, you can go like it right there and then stay in contact with the videos. They're going to be posting there. They're also going to be posting them, obviously, to our main Facebook and our main Twitter. But remember, they're not really our Facebook or Twitter. We're using it while they still let us. But Flyover America, a few days ago they had this idea. I'm asking her, is there a name yet? Boom, there it is on screen.
That's right.
Like, I thought the Russians give us our orders and then has to percolate down. No, actually our crew takes action themselves, so that's what's great about it. So what else are you looking forward to do in Flyover Country?
Well, we're looking forward to just basically going and talking to Flyover America. You know, if you actually think about it, when you see the interviews that the mainstream media has done talking to Trump supporters or bitter clingers, so to speak, they always chop it up, edit it a bunch, just like the Megyn Kelly interview, and they paint them in a way that's untruthful. It's not who they really are. So that's what we want to do. We want to kind of dispel all of the rumors saying that these people are bigots, that they're racist, they're xenophobics, homophobics, that they're horrible people, when in reality, there's a lot of people out there that are just really good, hardworking Americans, and we want them to tell their story. This is your opportunity to go out there and tell your story, so make sure you follow us at Flyover States of America on Facebook, because we're going to be putting the events of the locations where you guys can come meet up with us to tell your story.
And let's expand on that. It's your idea to go show they're human. We know they are. Our audience knows. I don't think we're going to reach a lot of the left. They just want to feel good about themselves and be like Nazis, you know, that demonize and humanize people. I also want to show how we've got all the Hollywood and media demonizing Flyover and saying horrible things about people and being really, really nasty. I think each new episode, a lot of it's going to be live, I know, should just start with the intro they're putting together, showing all the nasty things that have been said about Flyover Country, and again, implying it's all white people, too, as if whites are inherently bad. But isn't it funny, out of New York, out of L.A., out of the West and East Coast, who we're not in competition with, when we think has a lot of great things, the people are fleeing those areas to come to Flyover Country, not that we're that good, but just that the area under the cultural Marxists is that bad.
That's right. The cities are horrible. I mean, if you look at Detroit, you look at Chicago, you look at even downtown L.A., how many homeless people they have. You look at the inner, you know, cities, and it's just absolute horrors. People are living in poverty.
Sure, and also looking at Flyover Country, the Flyover Country saw things go from vibrant to falling apart in like a war zone with economic degradation. So show, you know, the victim situation that Flyover's gone through, but it's not complaining. It's fighting back. So say, oh, you're victims, you little trendies, with all your welfare and all your free college degrees and all your bitching. Look at these people that stayed on the farms and stayed in the factories and stayed here.
Well, if you think about it, think about CNN, the mainstream media. Most of those people are all living on the coastal cities. They're all living around the coast, and they're just representing the opinions of the coastal dwellers. Whereas the people living in Flyover America, they feel like their voices aren't heard. They feel like they don't really fit inside the liberal mainstream media.
Sure, and they don't fit in a Republican box either.
Exactly.
It's classic Civil War. The industrialized North against the unindustrial agrarian South. Well, now it's just the globalist, social engineered megacity coastlines against everybody else.
Exactly. It's horrible. But you know what? That's why this is your guys' chance to get out there. Talk to us. Come tell us your stories.
Exactly.
So that we can dispel the horrible disinformation and propaganda that the mainstream media is perpetuating against
us. That's right. And part two of this is how, as they escape, though, they're trying to come here and recreate it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
This is John Rappaport here in the fourth hour on InfoWars.com. What a week. What a couple of weeks. Where do we go? Let's talk just a little bit about technocracy. Always don't want to leave that out, folks. The machine is God. That's where they're going. What is a technocrat? Technocrat is somebody who thinks they're an elitist who wants to run society, planet. You know what I mean? By planned society, does that get through? That means you're in a slot, I'm in a slot, everybody's in a slot. Because people with enough power decide that's the way society is going to be laid out. Everybody has a slot. And this is going to benefit everybody. This is going to change the world for the better, and we'll have peace and utopia and wonder of wonders. And the machine is God. The machine is God. That's the underlying premise. People think that they're designing computers that are actually alive. Don't call me crazy. I'm just the messenger. But that's one of the great themes now. I'm getting an article ready for No More Fake News, sprinkled with quotes last couple of years from media outlets that are talking about, well, you know, Facebook has this system where bots, these robots, AI, artificial intelligence, and they're tasked with doing one thing or another, and all of a sudden they develop their new language, their secret language, out of nowhere, as if they're alive. And these people believe that the machines are actually alive. They think that this is a religion, and they are at the forefront of the religion, and therefore that gives them the right to decide how you're going to live, and I'm going to live, and we're all going to live, whether it's flyover country, or New York, or Detroit, or Mississippi, or wherever it is. That's the grand scheme of the technocrats, of the globalists, who, as Patrick Wood has pointed out, are the same. That's the agenda. The globalist agenda is the technocratic agenda. No more countries, no more borders, no more anything except one giant glob in which the machines decide who gets food, who dies, who eats, who lives, who drinks water, who doesn't drink water, who has energy, who doesn't have energy. That's the way it all plays out. Just in case you've forgotten that, wanted to remind you about it. So we have the latest edition of the media crunch, the media insanity, of the latest Russia scandal that's being built up on a foundation of sand and so on and so forth. If you've ever talked to a Russian in your entire life, you're suspect. You, me, anybody. Wow, you talk with a Russian or somebody who once came from Russia, you must be a traitor. Let's string you up. What are these people doing? What are these people at CNN doing? What are these politicians, this guy from Maine, whatever his name is, the representative Hamhead, Pork Ham, whatever it is, who's now saying, you know, issuing threats against Trump. Don't, if I got within 10 feet of this guy, blah, 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 blah. He's going to visit violence on Trump. Somebody from the House of Representatives turning this whole charade into what, a banana republic? That's what he really wants. And the media people at CNN who keep screaming and so forth. And what's really going on with them? Well, there's several things going on. First of all, when you were a kid, I'm sure you played games with other kids. Some kind of games. So hopefully you went outside and you played. But even if you were sitting in front of a computer, and there was always one kid, when he would lose, he would throw a tantrum. He would go crazy. He would make excuses. He would scream. He would declare that you were cheating and that's the only way you could have won. In other words, he could dish it out, but he couldn't take it. It's pretty basic. There are certain people like that. They can dish it out, but they can't take it. And when they have to take it, it drives them bat bleep crazy. They cannot deal with it. They go stark, raving, psychotic, mad. That's the way they are. That's the way they are. And that's the way these people are. They lost an election, and they threw a tantrum, and the tantrum keeps going on and on and on and on and on in a psychotic pain, and they're destroying themselves, destroying the Democratic Party, refusing to listen to warnings from their own people, that they're increasingly putting themselves out of touch with the American people. They don't care. They're in the middle of a psychotic meltdown tantrum because they lost a game. And what underlies that, in case you're interested in the psychology of it, is if you play enough games and you're a normal person, you lose some, you win some. You're always wanting to win, because why not? It's better to win, it feels better than to lose. But if you lose, there's always another game. And you play many, 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 many games. But these people have no background or experience in playing games. When they lose, it's forever. They see themselves as dropping into a flaming pit of hell with slimy creatures that are going to devour them for all of eternity, and they go crazy. They go psycho. They go stark raving mad, and that's who these people are. They can't regroup. They can't say, okay, look, it was a horrible loss. We never should have backed Hillary. It was completely insane. But, okay, we lost. Now we have to figure out how to win the next time. That's the way you play games. But these people can't do that. They simply do not have what it takes to do that. They don't have the will, the determination, the commitment, the energy, the imagination, the creativity, all the things you need to win. And to say, okay, we lost that one, but we're coming back stronger than ever, blah, 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 blah. Nope, they can't do that. They just can't do it. So they hang on. They weep, they moan, they cry, they gnash their teeth, they scream, they make threats, they want to do violence. It's all part of the breakdown. The breakdown. That's what they're going through. They're also going through the idea, which they hold as a sacred principle of their own lives, these people, that they're not good people. Inside, they don't feel like they're good, or they could be great, or they could be triumphant, that they could ascend to the heights of achievement in some personal way, not connected to some group. They don't have any of that in them. So their only strategy is to demean all of life and drag it down to where they believe they are, because they can't stand looking at anybody who seems to be rising up. And I'll tell you a story about that when we get back, but I want to talk now about something called Brain Force, because I want you to know that here's the deal. You support InfoWars at InfoWarsLife.com, and InfoWars and you and all of us tell the truth about what's actually going on in the world and defend freedom as the basis of life, as opposed to the technocratic nightmare of the machine is God. So here's a July Summer Mega Special, Brain Force Plus, for 30 off at InfoWarsLife.com. The high-powered nootropic formula, one of the highest rated in all of the InfoWars lineups. Yerba mate, L-theanine, alpha-GPC, many other ingredients. Now's the time to go before the special ends. 30 off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com. Get Brain Force Plus for 30% off during the 4th of July summer mega special while supplies last at InfoWarsLife.com. Brain Force Plus. You get a super high quality nootropic and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level. And what is the next level? The next level is more and more people globally demanding freedom with responsibility. That's the little thing, see? That's the little thing that the people that I'm describing here, the lunatics, can't take. Freedom, which they think is license to do whatever they want, plus responsibility. Oh, wait a minute, that doesn't work. In other words, you live life in freedom, you make your choices, you take the consequences. Oh, no, we don't want that. We want a globalist paradise where everything is guaranteed for everybody and nobody has to do anything. That's what we want, because that's good, that's wonderful, and so on and so forth. And that's the other thing about these people. They think that they're promoting kindness for all. This is their cover story. Behind that, of course, is a psychotic breakdown when they lose the game, right? But out front, it's all about we're kind, we're wonderful, and we love everybody, and we want to extend freebie everything to everybody, and it's all wonderful, except if we lose the game, then we go nuts. Get it? That's when you see the crack. That's when you look behind the mask at CNN, at these crazy guys like this politician from Maine who's making all these threats. We'll be back after the break. InfoWars.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
John Rappaport back in the fourth hour here on InfoWars. So I was talking about the psychology of the loonies who are, you know, the election never happened, it wasn't real. They go on and on and on with the story, and everything is Russia, 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 Russia. eternal enemy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to continue with that for a minute. Out front, see, these people are all about kindness and love. We want to love everybody and give everything away to everybody forever, freebie everything for everybody. Yes, 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 yes. Of course, of course, of course. Until they lose the game. Then they go completely psycho. Then that mask drops away. What is the mask? Like the election. They lost, as I was saying. But what is that mask? That mask is their identity. That's the thing they carry around with them on a stick. This is who I am. I'm loving. I'm kind. I'm wonderful. I'm so wonderful. See, so when they lose the game that they're playing, like the election, suddenly that stick with the wonderfulness on it, dripping marshmallows and globs of kindness and so forth, doesn't work anymore. That's what the psychologists used to call an identity crisis. Yeah, that's their identity crisis. The kindness, love thing didn't work. It worked as long as they thought they were entitled, as long as they thought that victory was guaranteed, as long as they thought the universe was speaking through them about the wonderful future that Hillary Clinton would lead us into and above and so forth. Yes, yes, yes. Generosity just dripped from them as long as that's the way they saw things and they had that mask on a stick. But then when they actually lost the game, they went crazy. It's very instructive. I hope you get it. I really do. Like I say, when you were a kid, you knew somebody like that. I knew somebody like that. We'd look at him and say, there he goes. He just lost the game. Look at him. He's about to flip out. And flip out he would.
Well, I didn't really lose. You guys were cheating. And so forth and so forth. And why didn't you tell me about the thing and the so forth? And you, the boundary, you moved the boundary and you said this and you're terrible. And blah, 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 you know?
That's right. And that's just the beginning of the meltdown. Screaming, crying, hatred pouring out like green pus. Yes, indeedy. That's the way these folks are. You can see it playing out all the time. Okay. That's what you should look for. Now, I want to get into another piece here of the whole globalist puzzle. And this involves the medical cartel, the great medical cartel. Again, the propaganda is the same. We love everybody. We're healing everybody. We're curing everybody. And we need to bring more people under this great umbrella. That's what this supposed debate on the health care bill. What's the insurance plan going to be? Obamacare or this care or that care or the other? And nobody even knows what the alternative really is because where's the text? Let's see the whole thing. No, you don't have time for that. No, it's better than Obamacare. No, it's worse. No, it's better. But behind that all is something else, something completely insane, which is the medical cartel and the medical system itself. And before I get to the details on it, I want to tell you that over the past, let's call it, I don't know, 10 years, I've made a concerted effort to get this information out to major media, knowing, of course, because I've been working as a reporter for 35 years, the chances were very slim. But nevertheless, I wanted to see if anybody would pick up on it. And nobody will pick up on it. Nobody will pick up on what the medical cartel is, the havoc that they're actually wreaking on people in order to destroy and debilitate whole populations. And who does that operation benefit? Who profits from that? And I don't just mean dollar profits. I'm not just talking about the pharmaceutical industry. I am talking about any plan that any general would, you know, bring into being in order to conquer the enemy. To conquer the enemy. That's what we're going to talk about when this segment comes back. John Rappaport, InfoWars. We'll be back in a minute.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Back here in the fourth hour, InfoWars.com. Before I get back into the story of the medical cartel, DNA Force, a limited supply, is finally back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com at 20% off the retail price. It's been sold out for months. Worldwide shortage of raw ingredients, but it's back. Thousands of listeners are on the waiting list, so move in, folks, and order DNA Force, 20% discount. Powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systemic enzymes, NAR, lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many other ingredients. Visit InfoWarsLife.com. Read the reviews. Over 800 reviewers, 4.8 out of 5 stars through the third-party certified review agency, power reviews. So take advantage of this new limited shipment. Get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com. So I was talking about the medical cartel, and I said, well, if you want to take over the world and you're, you know, a general, an invader of all humanity, and you don't care what you cause to happen, you're going to want to debilitate and destroy populations through every sneaky means possible to weaken people so they can't think straight, they can't function, they're in a state of emotional turmoil all the time, and they're getting worse because their bodies are toxified. And that's where the medical cartel comes in. Hello, global medical cartel. An essential piece of the globalist framework. And make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. This is about more than money. Sure, it's about money, but it's about more than money. It's about debilitating populations. So, as I said before the break, I decided I would do another round of sending out the key pieces of data on this to media outlets, see what would happen. And as usual, nobody bites. Nobody has the courage to bite. Nobody was willing to take this bull by the horns and turn it into the biggest story in the world. So I'll give it to you one more time, and I have additional citations to back this up, and you can read them in my article, which is titled something like, which completely screwed up version of the healthcare bill do you want? July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association, a review called Is U.S. Health Really the Best in the World? By a revered public health expert at Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, Dr. Barbara Starfield. And I cite this because it's mainstream all the way up and down the line. Everybody's credentials are just absolutely pristine, mainstream. And Starfield's conclusion was that every year in the U.S., the medical system kills 225,000 people. That, she told me in a subsequent interview, is a conservative estimate, was a conservative estimate, and since then other studies have been done that place that figure higher. And of course, there are non-mainstream investigations that place that figure much higher. But we'll stick with that. Mainstream, perfect, nothing that mainstream media could refute and say, well, this guy's on the fringe. He doesn't know what he's talking about. This is not a real investigation. No, this is straight ahead all the way. Okay. Journal of the American Medical Association, Dr. Barbara Starfield, medical system in America kills. We're not even getting to the maiming and the wounding. Kills 225,000 people a year. Okay, so extrapolate that. What does that mean over 10 years, every 10 years in America? It means the medical system kills 2.25 million people in America every 10 years. You think that's not a story? Just talking from a reporter, media point of view. You don't think you could build on that story? You don't think you could pursue that mother for months and months and months on end and get people coming out of the woodwork confessing to crimes and prior knowledge that they knew all along that that's what the medical system was doing in America and they did nothing about it at the FDA, at the CDC, at Department of Health and Human Services, at all leading universities and medical schools where they teach this kind of medicine? You know, to their students, you will be practicing this, and they somehow manage to omit the fact, and also, by the way, you'll be killing 2.25 million people a year when you practice this kind of medicine, so go out there, boys, and do it. Yeah, they somehow omit that. You don't think that the New York Times, if they really wanted to, or CNN, if they really wanted to, couldn't build this up to the biggest story in the world? And we're not even talking about Europe and other parts of just America. 2.25 million deaths every 10 years and millions of hospitalizations every year, literally millions. You can check out the figures in my article on the maiming. This is your medical cartel. This is part and parcel of the globalist agenda. This is not something that nobody knows about. This is open knowledge in medical circles. This is open knowledge at major media outlets and in the government and everywhere where there is any kind of power whatsoever, political power. So in 2009, about, I guess it was maybe a year before she died, that's a whole other story, Dr. Barbara Starfield, author of this review that I'm citing, I interviewed her, and I asked her, among other questions, has the U.S. government, to your knowledge, done anything to fix this horrendous, horrible, ongoing tragedy? This was an email interview, and she answered with big capital letters, N-O, no. Has any agency of government approached you to consult with them to try to do something to fix this horrendous? No, 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 no. Don't forget about this, folks. There are people out there that are claiming to have knowledge of all sorts of horrendous activities of the government and so on and so forth that are causing people distress, pain, suffering, and death. And here, I'm just laying out in front of you something that is in the open literature in, of all places, the Journal of the American Medical Association. And as I say, I have other citations to back this up. Mainstream citations. 2.25 million murders from your medical cartel per decade in the United States alone. What do you think that does to the population? Come on, open up your imagination. Think about it. Come on. Come on. Play ball with me. What do you think that does? Cousin died, the aunt died, mother died, son died, whatever. We thought it was a disease, but we had this nagging suspicion it was actually the drugs they were giving them in the hospital and the unnecessary surgery and so on and so forth and whatever. And that family, those people, the co-workers of the person who's now dead, turmoil, emotional turmoil, spinning out and rippling out from that. What does that do to a population? 2.25 million deaths per day. Can you get this information out to people? Here's my appeal to you, because, hey, I'm talking to a very large audience right now. Can you get this out to people? Just people, anybody. Get it out. Get it out around the world. You never know what could happen if enough people get up on their hind legs and they say, this is real. This is what you're doing, the medical cartel. This is what you're doing, and this has to stop. If millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people suddenly started screaming about this, who knows what might happen? Can you get this information out? I think you can. I really do. I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's just a click and a click and a click and a click and a boop, and you got it out. I think you know people. I think you could get this information out. July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association. Dr. Barbara Starfield, is U.S. health really the best in the world? U.S. medical system kills 225,000 people a year, 2.25 million per decade. That's a conservative estimate. I've even had people, you know, well, I'm a doctor, or I'm a medical technician, and you're distorting the blah, blah, blah. And why am I distorting this? Because look at all the good the system does. You know, as if that were an argument, right? That excuses the deaths. Let's do a little logic exercise for a second here. Even if we assume the system the modern medical system. Let's assume, okay, it's doing good over here, crisis emergency medicine, putting people together when they're all broken up on the road after auto accidents, whatever. Doing good over here, good. Therefore, we can write off the fact that they're killing 225,000 people over here as if, well, it's just an avoidable side effect, you know, unavoidable. Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things that happens. But you got to balance off this. No, you don't have to do anything like that to these incredible people in the past that have tried to convince me of this. Whew, baby. No, you don't. If you're doing good over here, you do good, and then you fix the bad. That's the way it works, folks, if you're really sincere and earnest about helping people. You don't say, well, because we're doing good over there, it's just, you know, one of those things. Hey, we produce, you know, here's the analogy. We produce very good materials for building and so forth. So if we run 500,000 tons of horrendous chemicals into rivers and so forth, that's one of these things, you know, you got to play it off. I mean, it's like, well, we do good over here, so, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. No, you don't. No, you don't. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The medical cartel. That's a big one, folks. And you'll notice that these wonderful people in mainstream media never connect all the dots. They never put the story together. They never say, okay, clear the decks. We're going to take on the medical system and the pharmaceutical industry. They don't. For many reasons. It's not just one reason or two reasons. Yes, pharmaceutical advertising money, no question about it. It goes up much higher on the ladder of power than that. So it isn't just that. Get used to that. They will not take on this story. So therefore, and I have to tip my hat here to Tucker Carlson at Fox News, because he's had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on twice now talking about the dangers of vaccines and the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, where you're dealing with a terminally corrupt agency of the government that is deceiving every day that it exists the American public as to the very real and present dangers and destruction that is visited upon not only Americans, but all over the world as a result of vaccines and multiple vaccines and single vaccines and all the vaccines. And Kennedy sat there with Tucker Carlson and said, I'm shocked, basically, that you had me on again or even the first time, because I know how much pharmaceutical advertising money any television network runs on. And Carlson said, well, you know, I don't see why that should stop us from having an honest conversation about a very important issue. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. It's a start. It's something. And whether or not Kennedy actually will head up an investigation on behalf of President Trump, who has implied and said both in the past that he believes that there is a vaccine autism connection, whether this formal investigation will come to pass, we will see. We will see. But Kennedy looks like he is going to proceed anyway. And believe me, he has already exposed enough information about the horrendous effects of vaccines in articles that he has written and about the CDC to completely torpedo this effort to destroy children, destroy children and babies with these vaccines. He has, and he has already expressed and exposed enough information to bring the house down. So that's something to look for as we see what's going to happen as we move forward. But don't forget what the medical cartel is doing, and don't forget what major media are doing to cover that up. part of their article of religious faith is faith in the medical system, you see, because, again, to go back to what I was saying before, these media people think they hold up their mask of kindness and generosity, and we love everybody, and we want to help everybody. And so they just blithely assume that that's what the medical system does. Oh, it's wonderful. It's all about love and so forth. And so we support all of the science and the medicine and so forth. You know, people in the media with, at best, completely empty heads. Got no brains whatsoever, can't look at information, can't analyze information, don't do any investigation on their own. That's what they say about the medical system. Because the medical system says that about itself. And its propagandists say, oh, this is the most wonderful thing in the world called modern medicine, and we want to help everybody. And so all the media reporters with their masks of being politically correct and generous and freebie everything for everybody say, well, we need more research. We need more money for more medical research. We need more health care. We need to put more people under the umbrella of the magnificent, wonderful utopian system of medical care that kills 2.25 million people in America per decade. Oh, yeah, that's what it does. That's what it does. So we're winding down here to a break. I hope you get what I'm saying here, folks, and get this information out from InfoWars spreading out across the planet. Please do it. See you after the break in a minute.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2 month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
John Rapp. Rappaport back here at InfoWars. Last segment, fourth hour. Some people are shocked. So, you know, I presented this medical information before. People say, no, that couldn't be. That's impossible. The figures you're citing, they couldn't exist. You know, their mind goes into a kind of scramble effect. Well, wait, oh, no, no, no. Yes, 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 yes. And there are implications that pour right out of this idea that the medical system in America, for example, is killing 2.25 million people per decade. 2.25 million. Yeah, there are implications that come out of this. You better believe it. And one of those implications is that the studies that are published in major medical journals are rife with absolute rank, stench-ridden fraud. Not just now and then, but on a regular basis. And I have printed in the past quotes from editors at some of the most prestigious medical journals in the world. The Lancet, for example, Richard Horton, who's the editor-in-chief, Marcia Angell, who a doctor who was the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine for 20 years. And they're both basically saying, you cannot rely on these studies anymore. That medical information is just drenched and decaying and rotting with disinformation and lies and fraud. Well, that would have to be the case, don't you think? If the medical system, and in particular pharmaceutical drugs, are doing all of this massive damage on a regular basis to life on the planet, then how come we're not reading about it in the medical journals, and instead we're reading one glowing account after another about some clinical trial of a new pharmaceutical that's going to change, treatment options for patients? How come? How come? Because it's fraud. It's total fraud. It's not just a little bit of fraud. It's not just a white lie or a little deception and so forth. The whole thing is saturated with absolute fraud. And that says something about the researchers themselves who are doing the research at the pharmaceutical companies who are developing the drugs, at the university medical schools or the university medical departments. It spreads out and bleeds through the whole system. You know, fraud, 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 fraud everywhere. That's what we're looking at. That's just one of the implications of what I'm saying here. It opens up a vast cavern of potential investigation. And that's one of the things that I've been doing for the past 20 years or so now, and documenting it. And other people have been documenting it. And it's time that the entire global population woke up to the fact of what's being done to them under this, you know, religion of the church of biological, chemical, pharmaceutical mysticism of the white coat. That they realize the full extent of the damage and the destruction being visited upon them as part and parcel of a globalist takeover of a debilitated, worn out, distracted, confused, sick, poisoned, toxified world. Just telling you what's happening. It is happening. No doubt about it. Thank you for your attention, folks. It's been very interesting. I'm going to see what's going to happen. Are you going to get this info out to everybody? Everybody around the planet? Because if you do, we're going to see something happen. See you next time. This is John Rappaport, InfoWars.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotics.